The Street Hustle You've Been Trained, Part 5 of The Fishing Files, a five-part story series. You're waiting on the corner, phone in one hand, loyalty card in the other, just another Tuesday. A guy walks up, hoodie, sneakers, same lanyard as yours, looks tired, looks real. You're Emma, right? From Ops? They told me to catch you before your 10 a.m. Your inbox flagged something in the sweep. I'd doing random verifications. Nothing serious. He's holding two coffees. One is exactly your order. They said you'd probably already clicked the link, but if you haven't, it's easier if you just log in here real quick. He holds out a clean, company-issued laptop. Saves them the audit trail. Your gut twitches. The tone is casual. The logo on his badge is almost right. The laptop has a slightly older sticker, and no one from IT ever talks like this. Cool if I just ping Spacey first, you say. He shrugs. No worries. By the time you look up again, he's gone. Fast. No protest. No weirdness. Gone like he was never there. You weren't part of the scam. You were the mark. And that, right there, is the point. Let's rewind. None of these stories were about castles, magicians, spies, or late-night train stations. They were all about your inbox. About how phishing really works. It doesn't look fake. It looks familiar. It knows your name, your coffee order, your company tone. It shows up in the middle of your busy day, sounding helpful and just a little urgent. It doesn't steal your password. It convinces you to give it away. What you just experienced. Each of these stories wasn't just a metaphor. They were simulations. They tricked you into feeling what phishing feels like. The grifter made you want to trust someone who had just enough details. The messenger made you feel pressure to bypass protocol. The spy used personalization and secrecy. The magician fooled you, even when you were trying not to be fooled. The hustler, he knew your order and smiled. What to do about it? Next time something feels off in your inbox, don't just react. Pick a role. Be the warden. Ask for the challenge phrase. Hold the gate. Be the spy. Verify the source. Mistrust perfect detail. Be the magician. Watch both hands. Pause the show. Be the hustler. Notice the timing. Question the charm. Be the grifter. Ask yourself, what do they want me to believe? How to read an email like a swindler. Scan for the hook. What's the bait? Check the urgency. Who's rushing you and why? Verify the details. Logos lie. URLs almost match. Don't trust tone alone. It can be cloned. Ask yourself, would this person normally ask me this way? Because the most dangerous story is the one you want to hear. Listen to the Deconstructionist podcast on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts. This revelation is part of the Deductionists, a league of legendary minds decoding the modern con, where vigilance is the last real defense, and the truth waits behind the smile.